We were just talking for a few seconds, Josh, before we came on the air, how crazy it is that the basketball season snuck up on us. Can you believe that there are so many games on the slate tonight and you finally buckle up for your senior season?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it always comes up fast, but this year especially, it seems like maybe because it's my last first game tonight, it kind of snuck up on me, but I'm very excited to get started.
Have you thought about that at all? Like how this is your final season opener, if you will?
I haven't given it too much thought. Yeah. I mean, it's still just, it's the same thing I've been doing for the past few years. I mean, it's in practice every day, and then now it's game time. So, I mean, it has the same feel as always, but I'm sure in a few weeks I'll be looking back and kind of thinking about how fast it all went.
Well, obviously, there are so many different storylines for your team this season, and everyone's going to pinpoint the number one story, and that, of course, is the loss of Matt Morgan to graduation and also Stephen Julian to graduation. Matt, of course, playing in the G League with the Toronto Raptors. I hate to be that media member that asks this question, but you know people are going to want to know how you fill that void with a really good scoring presence gone and a really good defensive presence gone. How do you try to overcome two big contributors leaving due to graduation?
Yeah, they were definitely huge parts of the team. I think the main focus for us to make up those areas is for everyone to understand that no one person is going to go and do what they did last year. You know, we're not looking for anyone to be the new Matt Morgan or the new Stephen Julian. So we're kind of trying to just change our brand of basketball to more of a team game. You know, if everyone picks it up a little bit, then I think we'll still have a chance to be a really good team.
Josh Warren, senior captain for the Big Red basketball team, our guest here on BTL. You mentioned how you have to switch up the game plan a little bit, but in terms of X's and O's, in order for that to happen, what have you guys been working on the last couple of weeks in practice to make sure that does happen this season and in the rest of the way?
We mainly been working on playing a little bit quicker in the half court, moving a little bit faster, getting into different actions, and really focusing on making plays for our teammates. We kind of would look to Matt a lot, like at the end of the shot clock or at the end of the game, so kind of to just go score. But now it's going to be a team effort. We need to have people that can get their teammates open or make the right pass, make the right screen.
With you and Jimmy obviously returning with so many minutes under your belt, you've got Thurston McCarty also at forward who's going to provide some meaningful minutes for the first time really in his career. Do you feel like a bulk of the scoring and the rebounding and the defense has to go through you, or do you feel like that's something that's going to be worked out as the season progresses?
I think that's something that'll just work itself out.
Yeah,
I'm not really putting any pressure on myself to go out and score as much as I can. I mean, I've always been kind of a pass-first player, and so I think that if I start that way, because a lot of the offense goes through me, then that'll kind of trickle down to all my teammates, and we'll just be playing a good brand of basketball.
It seems like you never miss out there because you have such a great field goal percentage. Take me through that. I mean, how much effort and emphasis do you put into your game when it comes to scoring, at least, so that it seems like you never miss?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously get a lot of shots up. I practice a lot of scoring, but I also don't. I try my best to never force anything.
Yeah.
I like passing more than I like scoring, so that's always my first thought. And then, whenever I get one of my teammates open, we move the ball around. A lot of the times, it does come back to me, and then that's just when I, take my time and, hopefully continue to score at a high percentage.
Do you feel like there's a skill set of, I don't know how else to describe it, but a skill set of having to play smart out there, because you mentioned your assists. Obviously, your field goal percentage is up there. Do you feel like you're a smart basketball player?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, this is with the system that we run, you kind of have to be, you have to play smart and read the defense and different things that a lot of other teams aren't used to guarding or doing themselves. So it is beneficial for me and for the rest of our team to play smart because it's tough to guard.
Well, you've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the bench right now, and there's no doubt about that. But for you as a senior and especially as a captain, what have you tried to instill into those guys that will hopefully in the long run help you guys out?
I think the main thing is just, first of all, effort. You know, they're not always going to get everything right. They're young guys out there. So kind of just focusing on if you do mess up, you miss a shot, you know, miss a read on defense or anything like that, to just continue to play hard and kind of have a short memory with things like that. And also just coaching them within our offense and defensive schemes, because I feel like I have a really good grip on those things now. And as players, I think it coming from me, it resonates a little bit better, having like me and the other captains coach them up on things like that.
Senior forward Josh Warren, our guest here on BTL, the Big Red, opening up the season tonight inside Newman Arena against Binghamton. I kind of want to go back to that as we talk about the younger guys. I'm always curious when I ask veteran players, if you will, this question. But what's something that you kind of wish that you learned early on in your playing career? Maybe something that you've realized or recognized now that you're a senior, something that you wish you would have understood back when you were a freshman?
You know, obviously, I wish I just understood our offense better, because, you know, over the years, we've gotten much better at running it. But if I just understood it better and, you know, my role and how I would fit into it from the time I was a freshman, I think I would have done a little bit better. But, yeah, mainly just having the confidence of running the offense and knowing my role.
How do you feel like your game has improved? Maybe not just even in the last 4 years, but from last season to this season?
Well, obviously, from my sophomore to junior season, I made a big jump in shooting, mainly threes. So I think that's another I'm going to continue to build off of that. Mainly just almost like guard skills, shooting and handling the ball and passing, things that I've really been focused on because of things that I need to do every play in our offense. And I wasn't always comfortable doing those things, but something I've really focused on. I think I've improved on that a lot.
Josh, before we let you run, give us a little bit of the lowdown on the Bearcats. Obviously, they've had some ups and downs over the last few seasons, but sometimes when they're good, they're really, really good. So give us what you've seen on the Bearcats so far as you get set for the season opener here.
Yeah, so they've got a lot of young guys that are playing a good amount. Obviously, Sam Sessions, sophomore guard, he gave us trouble last year, and most teams, he was player of the year in their conference, so a big focus for us is stopping him. They have another freshman guard that should be pretty good. They like to run in transition, so mainly just stopping those two. They also have a lot of unknowns. They have, like I was saying, so many new guys and a lot of guys that graduated that we were used to playing against, so we're kind of going to have to adjust as the game goes on.
It's a 7 o'clock tip tonight from Newman Arena. Go see Josh and the rest of the Big Red in action against BU. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck this season. We'll be definitely talking with you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.